WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your afternoon flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Jen Ursulo, topping our report this hour. At least 15 people were taken to hospitals injured this morning when a charter bus rear-ended a tractor-trailer on the turnpike. The crash happened around 9:30 a.m. in the truck lanes near Bordentown. Authorities say 50 people were on board the bus, mostly children. Video from 6ABC shows severe damage to the front of the truck and the trailer, and many people were seen standing along the side of the highway. There's a warning out about clinging jellyfish after two people were likely stung this month in Barnegat Bay. Authorities say the victims were taken to a hospital and put on serious medicine, including morphine for their painful injuries. The jellyfish moved into the bay, triggering advisories and warnings from the State Department of Environmental Protection. About 40 jellyfish were spotted at Johnny Allen's Cove on the bayside of Island Beach State Park and at Tice's Shoal. GOP congressional candidate Seth Grossman says he's still running for the House seat in New Jersey's 2nd District, serving Atlantic City and parts of South Jersey, despite being dropped by the National Republican Campaign Committee over his racially charged comments on social media. Grossman says he's been an outspoken opponent of racism for decades, and his comments made sense at the time.
Now, the 2014 post, as you recall, was made in response to these hateful and racist attacks on every police officer in the country.
He says radical Democrats are out to destroy any conservative Republican, adding these attacks make anyone appear to be racist, and we have to stand up to them. Stockton University and a fraternity not affiliated with the school have been slapped with a lawsuit by a former student who claims she was drugged and raped on campus last year. She says her accused attacker, Zachary Madel, posted three videos of their encounter on Snapchat, which led her to consider suicide. The girl says Madel came to her dorm 5 days after meeting him at a Pi Kappa Phi fraternity house party. He spiked her drink, she says, assaulted her while she was unconscious, and claims she contracted a gonorrhea from him. One of the leaders of the operation to rescue 12 Thai boys and their soccer coach who were trapped inside a cave for 18 days says the boys endured dives in zero visibility lasting up to a half hour, calling it a once-in-a-lifetime rescue. Derek Anderson, a rescue specialist with the U.S. Air Force, says the boys and the coach were incredibly resilient. With an addition to the convention center, live video game competitions may soon have a new friend in Atlantic City. A massive data center to be constructed over the next 6 months is said to provide all the technological power and security needed for these major events.
I think it's important for the future of esports, the future of New Jersey when it comes to the betting on esports, which I think eventually will come.
Industry expert Roger Gross says folks in the esports realm will be eyeing Atlantic City once we become the center for esports data.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.